starting today, we fight ideas with better ideas. We don't do the photo op. We have meat on our bones. We have depth, not just in our work ethic, but in our ideas. I look at it this way. I think it's about fairness. I think right now there are people wishing that they could get the medical care they deserve, wishing they could get into long-term care when they need it, wishing they could have help with the things they actually need. And instead what we get, and what we always seem to get, is this lack of fairness. Fairness is paramount. I've been talking about Shannon's dream a lot lately because that's about fairness. We've been talking about crime issues because that's about fairness. We've been talking about economics. That's about fairness. Seniors don't get a raise. How sad is that? We have a pension crisis, an affordability crisis. We have all these actual issues. And what do we end up talking about? We end up talking about the things that they want us to talk about. No, we're not anymore. And there's a time to get going and get motivated and get moving. And everybody here has been getting moving for years. And what we're going to do is what we've been doing the entire time. What we're going to do is we're going to keep pushing. And we're going to do things differently. And we're going to get there and actually talk to people with authentic voices about issues of fairness, issues of equity, issues of affordability. We've been talking about things that are actually important to people because that's when change actually happens. Some people are mad as hell because they know it can get better. And it can get better. We are bringing heart back to local politics. I get people from other parties talking to me quite a bit. And they say, you know what I really like about you? You know why we're going to be voting for you this election? Is because you're bringing heart back into this. Because that's what it used to be about. When Tommy Douglas talked about Mouseland, he was bringing his heart into it. And sometimes heart is this thing that's hard to control. It's a good thing, though. It's not polish. It's not photo ops. We can't plan a photo op because we don't know how. What we plan is engagement with communities because that's what we know how to do. That's what we like to do. And that's what this community needs and wants.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Right? We're not going negative, but we are going to stand on conviction. When we see something that is wrong, we are going to talk about it. When we see a better way of doing things, a better option, we're going to talk about it. We're going to change a lot of minds. We already have. You know, we look at our data from going out on canvases. This is an entirely winnable riding.
Yeah.
And the reason it's winnable isn't because we're the most popular guys. It isn't because people have always voted for us. It's because we've been working really hard. It's because we've been doing things in an authentic, real way. We talk about real people, real issues. We talk about engagement, and we actually engage. You know how hard it is for some people to do that? You know how many invite-only events there are in politics?
It's shameful.
Bunch of them. We have people who come out who aren't supporters, because guess what? We're not invite-only. There are people here in this room who have helped out on other campaigns for other parties, because this isn't about parties, this is about people. And people can see that. And people can feel that. And people can talk about that in their coffee shops. And they can talk about it in their workplaces. And they can talk about it with their families over dinner. People in Brandt remember what that was like because they've had it before. And I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but it sounds like there's an election coming in May. And during that election, we're going to continue to change things because people are desperate for it. People are tired of getting beaten around. They're tired of getting bashed. They're tired. And we're going to wake them up. Just like every single person in this room and every single person who's helped us out has been woken up. So let's wake up. Let's march. Let's knock. Let's hold events. Let's engage. And let's be authentic and not lose sight of the fact that we are here to change things, not here to play politics. People. First.